I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Needy Bitch, written and read by Molly Moore. "Needy bitch," he croons at me. I pout in response, but the truth is, he is right. I am needy, or at least my cunt is. I spent this afternoon trying to do work, but instead mostly thinking about filthy things. It's a regular fantasy of mine that features in my wank bank of thoughts. It involves legs being restrained, open, spread wide, a collection of sex toys, lube, some medical gloves, and a series of inspections and assessments performed on me. There are even pictures taken of my cunt stuffed with various items. Just writing that summary has made me ache all over again. I can feel my cunt thick and heavy between my legs. I keep shifting in my seat, trying to concentrate on what I should be doing. But my brain and my body have other ideas, and little snippets from my fantasy repeatedly pop into my head. The result is I am horny. I want to be touched, to have my cunt filled and fucked until I'm begging to come. The result is I am horny. I want to be touched, to have my cunt filled and fucked until I am begging to come. I want that orgasm, but I want all that ache and tension that leads up to it just as much. And now, here I am, sitting astride his jean-clad thigh, rubbing my needy pussy up against the rough fabric. His hands rest on either thigh, and he watches my face as I press my cunt down onto his leg. I grin at him, a playful come on, hoping he will respond. But he keeps a straight face, his eyes locked onto mine. I manage to hold his gaze, but I can feel the discomfort of his direct stare starting to make my face flush. I go to lean in for a kiss, but he stops me, a single hand on my chest holding me back. "Show me," he says. I'm confused for a moment, but then he carries on. "Show me how desperate you are." And he makes a motion with his hands on my hip, beckoning it towards him. It's hard to get a grip as the sofa bends beneath my knees, but I do as I'm told and start to grind my cunt against his leg. Slow little movements at first, but then I brace my hands on his shoulders and start to rub myself in longer, harder motions against the coarse denim fabric. There's something about the whole scene that turns me on. I guess it's a bit like begging. I am debasing myself for this, for him, for my cunt. I want to be touched so badly that I will rub myself up against him like a dog, desperately humping his leg just to get some relief from the aching need between my thighs. He watches me, taking in my need, enjoying it. I might be the one on top, the one rubbing myself against him, but he is definitely the one with the power right now. I can feel the heat between my legs and between my cunt and his thigh. I wonder if I'm leaving a damp trail of my juices on his jeans. Oddly, he seems to have the same thought I do, because he slips a couple of fingers between me and the material. Now I'm rubbing against his fingertips and his thigh, and oh, it feels so good. The added pressure on my clit makes me groan. When he pulls his fingers out, they glisten. "See," he says, holding them up to my face. "Needy," he declares again. A smile passes across his lips. "Open," he says, indicating my mouth with his fingers. And when I do, he pushes his fingers in and I hungrily lick my own juices off them. He replaces them with his thumb and instinctively I suck on it like a small cock. It is his turn to groan now. I arch my back, trying to get more friction between us, but he is done now, and he pushes me from his thigh onto the sofa beside me. He's up on his feet instantly, unbuckling his jeans. "Suck," he demands as he presents me with his cock. He doesn't need to ask twice. I open my willing mouth, needy for this, needy for him. As he fucks my face, I rub my clit, finally giving it the pressure I have been craving. All the humping and grinding has me ready, close, and I suck him deep into my throat, eyes up to him, pleading, asking. "Come for me, needy bitch," he growls. And I do, and so does he, filling my mouth with his jizz. I wash those jeans today. I may, possibly, have sniffed them before putting them in the washing machine, just to see, just to remind me. "Needy bitch," I thought to myself as I stuffed them in the washing machine. If you enjoyed this, you can find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.